This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Alma Leticia Ramirez. Date of birth, April the 9th, 1964. Case ID number is 5579390. Date of exam, August the 3rd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Donna Medical Clinic, dated 4/28/23. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old married female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of epilepsy slash seizures, comma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease slash bronchitis, comma, depression slash anxiety, comma, and hip and knee pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2018, where she worked at the Workforce Commission doing as a quality specialist. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a mobile home with her husband, who is presently working. She is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, epilepsy slash seizures. Number two, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease slash bronchitis. Number three, depression slash anxiety. And number four, hip and knee pain. History of allegations. Number one, epilepsy slash seizures. The claimant states that in 2003, she was diagnosed with grand mal seizures. The claimant states that she sustained many head contusions and trauma secondary to physical abuse from her first husband. She was also diagnosed with an MRI as having a cyst in her middle brain area, which was to be surgically removed. However, because her mother passed away, the surgery was never done. She denies any cerebral vascular accidents, drug withdrawal, or infectious diseases. She states that she has a seizure once every 2 months, and that the last time she was in the emergency room was in 2018. She has never been hospitalized for her seizures. Her postictal symptoms include sleepiness, tiredness, and decrease in memory and confusion. She states that she receives auras when she knows she's about to have a seizure by the shaking of her hands. She has presently not been on any medications for 5 years. Her diagnosis was grand mal seizures slash epilepsy. Her condition at this time appears to be somewhat stable, considering she has not had a seizure in 2 months and she's on no medication. Allegation number two, chronic bronchitis slash chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The claimant states that in 2010, she was diagnosed with chronic bronchitis. She denies having emphysema, comma, asthma, comma, pneumonia, comma, cardiac disease, or allergies. She states that her shortness of breath is precipitated sometimes by walking 1 mile, comma, climbing one flight of stairs, comma, talking, comma, resting, comma, and seasonal changes. She denies any history of cigarette smoking. She states the last time she had a severe chronic bronchitis was in 2019, where she went to the emergency room. She has never been hospitalized or intubated for her condition. The claimant did have COVID-19 in 2021, but she recovered from that illness. At the present time, she's on albuterol inhaler, 90 micrograms per inhalation, 2 puffs QID, PRN is needed. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. She occasionally gets steroid injections for her chronic bronchitis, but is on no oxygen and the inhalers do relieve her chronic bronchitis. No antibiotics are given for her condition. Allegation number 3, depression/anxiety. The claimant states that in 2005, she developed a major depression and anxiety secondary to her mother passing away, who was the main figure in her life. She also was physically and mentally abused by her husband and went through a bad divorce in 2011. She states that she did have suicidal ideation but denies any suicidal attempts. The claimant states that she has insomnia, decreased motivation, increased appetite, anger, sadness, and feels very lonely with nervousness. The claimant suffers from crying spells and states that she's always worried about everything. She also has decreased concentration. The claimant also communicated with me that she has had multiple problems with her siblings since her parents passed away. She is presently on Prozac 20 milligrams QD, which she states she stopped taking. Allegation number 4, hip/knee pain. The claimant states that in 2018, she started to have severe hip and knee pain and generalized pain all over. She was diagnosed with rheumatism/osteoarthritis. X-rays were taken, which were negative. She denies any fractures, surgeries, but has had multiple steroid injections for her chronic bronchitis, but has not noted that the steroid injections actually helped her with her pain. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and achiness, usually in the evening. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 2 hours, climb 1 flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and she is presently seeing Dr. Pamela Strongman. The only other physical activity she does is water the plants and walks to keep in shape. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking and watering the plants, as noted earlier. Family history non-pertinent at this time. Medications, atorvastatin 80 milligrams QD, diclofenac sodium 75 milligrams, 1 tablet QD, pioglitazone 15 milligrams QD, albuterol inhaler 90 micrograms per inhalation, 2 puffs QID, hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, pamelate, 25 milligrams TID, cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams TID. Medical problems, dyslipidemia, seizure/epilepsy/grand mal seizures, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, osteoarthritis, obesity, depression/anxiety, chronic bronchitis, hip and knee pain, iliotibial band syndrome. Major surgeries, bilateral tubal ligation in 1991. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, The claimant does drink socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit. Weight 181 pounds. Height 5 feet 3/4 inches tall. BP 152/74 mmHg, heart rate 79 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 98%, BMI 34. General, this is a 59-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination and appeared to be somewhat depressed. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. Corrected is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. The claimant does have glasses, but she states she doesn't wear them because they don't correct her vision anymore. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page, x-rays of the left hip and pelvis area, no acute findings. X-ray of the right knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or minor limitations in her visual acuity. She's able to communicate very well without limitations and has mild restricted limitations in her workplace environment secondary to myalgias. Probable diagnoses, number one, epilepsy slash seizures not being treated at this time. The last seizure was 2 months ago. The claimant stopped taking her medications, but appears to be fairly stable. Allegation number two, chronic bronchitis slash chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Normal physical exam. The claimant responds to albuterol, and her condition appears to be stable. Number three, depression slash anxiety. The claimant was taking Prozac but stopped taking the medication. Her condition appears to be a little better at this time, and she appears to be adjusting well to her situation. She is married and has a good, stable relationship with her husband. Number four, hip slash knee pain. Dash, more likely than not coming from rheumatism slash myalgias from taking atorvastatin 80 milligrams QD. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Alma Leticia Ramirez.